Six troop carriers.
Oh, do you have it?
Aircraft carriers and seven cargo vessels.
So it is the right number then?
But we never saw that.
No, Keith was in a rowboat.
You know, we overnighted in Long Beach. Oh, going through the Panama Canal.
That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
On one side of us was a Norwegian cruise ship. And there, yes, there were some ladies there that got everybody's attention. Everybody is on this side of the Buckner looking at those lovelies on that cruise ship. Then all of a sudden, almost, it didn't, that this is way exact, but it was almost like the Buckner listed back the other way. Up the Gatun locks or whichever, remember all of those women up there holding their dresses up? holding their dresses up. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Troops were just,
I didn't see that because I would have been off.
Oh, my God. And then we passed by Acapulco.
Oh, that was night, though.
No, it was daytime. And somebody had, what was the artillery? 77th Artillery. Got the BC scopes out.
Remember that?
Looking at Acapulco, and one of the guys says, come here and look at this. And I looked at, here's this son of a bitch in a real nice boat. He's, you know, he's kind of diddy bopping along the shore there. And he has got a machine. I mean, the Lord had been good to that woman, you know, and she's lolling there. And, oh, man, and here we're, you know, you talk about a morale problem. Here we're going to Vietnam. All of us knew that we were going to be killed the first day in Vietnam, you know. But then we hit Long Beach, overnighted there. They had more fuel for the ship and everything, and there was some of the wives there. And then once we broke from Long Beach, the next land we saw was northern part of the Philippines, Quinoa. Yeah. Mm. And the worst part, seasick.
Yeah.
I only missed one meal, and that was in the Gulf of Mexico.
But that, when we headed west from Long Beach, it was swelled the first time.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Once, right, just, it's on me.
That's where I met you guys, at Long Beach. I drove.
we was talking about it yesterday, just recalling it. I don't know how many days it was. We was just outside of Quinon, and the orders came down. I was telling Ed about it, that we're going to test fire our weapons.
I wouldn't tell it.
By rank, but by company and rank. So we went out there, and here's the, and us officers, we step up to the fantail there, and Colonel Tully's back there watching his finest recruits here, right? And we get up, and I screwed up on the numerical sequence of how you lock and load and get ready to fire. So Mullen and I are standing nearby one another, and we got whatever.
Now, you were new to an M16, though, right?
No, this was 45.
Oh, okay.
And so they said something, and I pushed something, and there went my clip. And there's Mullen. He said, "What the fuck? What are you gonna do now?" And I said, "Watch." So, commence firing. So here, this barrage goes off my ear. I say, "Bang, bang, bang." The only follow-up, the only reason I tell that is that Tully looked at it and he said, "Right, give me this." And so the first time we set up a perimeter platoon, Boyd calls me on the radio and says, "Meet the deadly 6 foot on your flank." So I went over, and no saluting, but morning, sir. He said, "Well, what do you, let me show what you got here, Lieutenant." I said, "You bet." So I whipped an about face, and I got about a step and a half away from him, and he says, "Don, I think you're going to need this," as he reaches down to the ground and picks up my 45 so I can reholster it. Talk about embarrassment.
I told Don earlier when we